Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along. It's episode 215 of the Milk Bar. Jason, Zoe here, and how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. What's this week had for you? Haven't been up too much?
Oh, I've been very busy over the weekend, Jason.
What did you do?
Oh, I've been stocking our new shop.
Ah, right. It's time to talk about the Zoe Turner and Michael Turner shop experience
again.
Bit
of an advert.
Where are you now?
We're now in Harrowby Road in Ford Houses.
Okay, so what's it called now?
It is called CMS.
Right, and what does that stand for?
Computers Made Simple.
There we are. So there we are. That's your advertising feature done.
But very reasonable we are as well. Excellent customer service.
And you get to meet Zoe sometimes in the shop too.
I am in there sometimes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's smashing. I'm impressed already. So I went to London over the weekend, which was much more fun.
I did see your pictures. Was it windy?
It was a bit windy, and Sunday afternoon was a bit wet. But other than that, it was brilliant. Had a lovely time.
You can't beat London.
I love London now. And fantastic value for money at the hotel I stayed in as well. £41 each a night.
Really?
Hotel on the seafront.
Very good. Breakfast?
Yeah, included.
Really?
Yeah, youngest one there. but it was mostly aimed at a more senior clientele than my 41 years.
I don't see why it's not more popular, though, because you've got the ski slope, you've got the Great Orm. It's just all there.
It is popular. You can never move there. I had a right game trying to get booked somewhere this weekend, I tell you. I had the last room, but there we go. Right, back to the rest of the plot. What's coming up on the show this week, Zoe?
Well, we are going to be talking to, let's have a look at my list, Damien Davidson. He's got a charity event coming up.
Yes, he's been waxed in aid of charity, and you'll be finding out where.
I've seen his picture. He looks like a little Ewok.
Okay. I'm sure you'll find that to be a compliment. So, we'll be hearing from him a little bit later on. Also on the phone, we'll have Jane Ward from Central Youth Theatre telling us about their excursion to Monaco.
And music is coming this week from Sean Taylor. We had his dad on a few weeks ago, didn't you?
Yes, so we were hearing some tunes from him. But first of all, we talked to Andy Fraser from the band Free. I took Jeff Tristram along with me. He's an absolutely massive fan there. Jeff's been on the show a number of times. He's a man behind Jigsaws. He writes books, and he actually took a couple of books along for Andy, and we asked him all about his current tour.
Well, the main purpose of this tour is to showcase Toby, the first sign-in to McTrax label, and we thought it appropriate that they be these type of intimate venues, and they've been going great. And although Toby can play all the guitar on the record, not even he can play two guitars at once. So we brought along Chris Bedin, who is still one of the world's foremost guitar players. He plays one chord, and you know the guy's still got it.
See, well, we have a volunteer as well, because Jeff Tristram here would gladly take over guitar duties if necessary tonight for the gig. So if you're looking for an extra one, I know he's going to be in the audience.
I'll let him fight it out with Spedo.
Well, there's no contest, really.
So this is what the tour is about, Toby, and the label that you're working on now. But it's well over 40 years, isn't it, in the industry? And really, the start of all with Free. And so, how do you compare where Toby is now to what you were doing all those years ago? Because you were about 15 when you got going.
Yes, and in fact, he was only 16 when I signed him, and he was still in school. He goes to the Susie Earnshaw Artist School in Barnet, like the Bull Theatre. And his dad is the headmaster, although they're rebels. He's got like a long grey ponytail. And they have a lot of people go through there, like Amy Winehouse went through there. All kind of kids end up going to Disney. And they've encouraged him to be all he can be. And him and his dad came over, took 3 weeks of school. Stayed at the place, recorded his first album, Spirit in Me, at the McTrax Studios. 3 weeks, got all his songs, guitar, vocals down. He went back to finish school, left me to finish the album. Passed his GSLEs, or whatever they're called these days.
That's near enough.
And then a couple of days later, flew back out for a 3-month tour. Mm-hmm. And it's been flying ever since.
Fantastic. Well, the one thing that I wanted to ask you, because I was a Free fan, I went to Tipton Grammar School just down the road, And one day someone gave me Nice Enough to Eat. You remember that?
Nice Enough to Eat? Yeah. Was that a compilation?
The Island Record Sampler compilation. And they said, have a listen to this. And I put it on the record player. And it got to this track by Free called Woman. And I felt the hair stand up on the back of my neck. And I said, God, that's what a band needs to sound like. And from then on, I was absolutely besotted and hooked. I bought Fire and Water before I had a record player and just looked at it.
How kid is, by the way, he still is.
But when it comes to that sort of time and that sort of music, did you know what was happening at the time? Did you realise what you were doing?
I didn't know it would have this kind of lasting impression, but we were very confident of ourselves, and if not in yourself personally, always in the other members of the band. And we were very equally matched and could keep each other in place and very competitive. So we were ready to go on stage with any other band and hold our own, take no prisoners. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there was never any doubt we were gonna happen. We didn't figure it was gonna be with the three chord trick that All Right Now was, and last this long. And although it still doesn't sound like Beethoven to me, so luckily enough, I haven't got too big-headed.
Well, even now, you know, when I hear those first two chords, the D and the A thing, the A and the D, I just go cold. Even to this day, it's still the best record for me, best jukebox single of all time.
Well, some people must realise that, because still today, they'll make a film, they'll spend over 100 million, right, on the movie, all kinds of million on advertising. They get to the trailer and they've done the trailer and they're still sweating like pigs, and they think, we still need something, and they will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to use a few seconds of All Right Now for an attention getter on the ad. And I'll get an urgent message, do they have permission at this fee? And I'll say yes. Next day I'll see the ad on TV. That's what kind of nervousness there is, and they're prepared to pay for it.
Do you know one thing that struck me, because I am a fan, as I say, and I know a hell of a lot about everything from, you know, from when you started to now.
But we can do a quiz.
All our dark secrets, huh?
Well, I can play most of the Free songs off by heart, but you had a band called Toby, because you disappeared off the radar for me a little bit, because, you know, obviously Paul, and poor old Paul, the first Paul died, and then the other Paul and Simon, you could still see them around, and you weren't around very much, and then you surfaced with a band called Toby, which I think's either a coincidence or I've missed something.
Everybody mentioned that it was spelt T-O-B-Y, and Toby, the guitarist, is T-O-B-I, short for Tobias, which is the same bass I play. I think our roadies called me Toby, because apparently I reminded them of a Toby jug that they used to drink out of in New Zealand, where they were from. And also it was probably a way of sort of keeping me in my place.
Well, that's even stranger, because my first band was called Tobias.
Ah.
It gets weirder by the minute, doesn't it?
It is. Maybe it's a good job we got you together to have this chat, I think, this evening. But do you find coincidences and things like that through your life and through the career? I mean, how do you see that sort of things? And do you feel you're being maybe guided through what you're doing?
I do have a sense somebody is watching over me. As the song says on Naked and Finally Free, I just continue to be as true to myself as possible and do good by myself and everybody else, and everything seems to be taken care of, like there is somebody watching over me. Who would that be? I wonder. Not very religious, but my faith in God is unshakable.
Excellent. Well, I mean, I know we can't keep you too long, but it's been a personal pleasure for me finally saying hello. So next time you see a note from me on Facebook, I'm not some weird stalker.
And you have with the work that Jeff does on jigsaws and the like, maybe there could be some artwork that you could put together. Would a reminiscing Free jigsaw work? I think that might be something.
I don't think people who love Free do jigsaws.
Do they not? Is that not ours? Is that not very rock and roll?
Oh, most of them about that age now, right?
reaching that point. So what happens next? You've got this tour with Toby. There's obviously going to be more people coming to the label. Will you be showing this sort of support and putting yourself out on the road to help promote those acts too?
I'll only sign an artist if I can give this kind of commitment. It has to be total commitment, personal, financial, time-wise. I mean, I'm all in or all out. There's no, like, get a bunch of people, see who sticks to the wall. That's not me.
And obviously the tour's ongoing. Have you got websites and things like that? How do you promote yourself these days?
Well, you can all go to mctrax.com, mctrax.com, and you'll find all my current stuff, all Toby's stuff. There's his first album, Spirit in Me, his Toby Live in London full-length video, which is a great concert that we caught in London. There's all sorts of singles, and we have a book division where you can buy the first book, which is called, quite coincidentally, All Right Now, Life, Death and Life Again, or you can go to Amazon and pay more. We have our Trax Motion division is releasing its first movie, Tears of a Mermaid, and you can check out the trailer, tearsofamermaid.com. And you will see the world's foremost mermaid swimming with whales, sharks, manta rays. You will not believe it. And the thesis of the movie basically is ocean preservation and stop the wanton killing of fish, which is Hannah, I'll give it all away, Hannah Mermaid, her one of her passions. And we're having a lot of luck. People are wanting to distribute this in the theatres, so we're feeling very good about it. Of course, it will be full of Trax music. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that Toby's just finished his second album, just been mastered, and one of the songs on there is the big ballad closer, will be a single. And so you have a lot of good stuff to look forward to. Get your sticky little hands on, kiddies.
And Hannah is your daughter.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I know my stuff.
Yes.
You've been reading Wikipedia as well. No, you actually know, don't you? That's the difference. Yeah.
She is fabulous. And her daughter, Jasmine, who has got a computer science degree and builds the websites. I just couldn't have scored better.
Keep it all in the family. That's the way it works.
Yeah, well, very much so.
Andy Fraser, thank you for joining us. Enjoy the gig that you have this evening, and I'll say many more gigs up and down the country with this particular tour. And then when do you expect to be on the road next? More plan for next year?
Well, before we finish this year, I've got to go home, back to Los Angeles. I will be doing the soundtrack for Tears of a Mermaid, as I mentioned. Yep. Toby goes to Cambodia and does a whole lot of things for the international cam kids over there. Then we go to Japan. Then he comes back to LA, records the third album, brings us right up to Christmas, and then we'll be back in Europe beginning next year. So we've got it all kind of penciled in.
Keeping you rather busy.
Oh, yes.
Great. Thank you for joining us, and have a great gig.
Thank you. And thank you for the books, my friend.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
You don't have to read them.
All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right now.
Let's take our first song from our featured band this week, Don't Go Loving Me Baby, Sean Taylor.
I walk all night trying to find some kind of love. You know I don't feel right, I'm gonna pray to the gods above. Oh, and what's the use? What's the use in this anyway? 'Cause you know I really hate my life. I wonder if I'm okay. So don't go loving me, baby, 'cause I might just leave you alone. And don't go loving me, baby, 'cause you know that I'll make it on my own. And don't go loving me, baby. I said, don't go loving me, baby. Well, I don't know why, but I tore your letter up. Cause you know you're seeing that guy, that's why I tore it up. You see, a love like this, it's just a game. Cause you know I really hate my life, it's all the bloody same. So don't go loving me, baby, cause I might just leave you alone. And don't go loving me, baby, cause you know that I'll make it on my own. And don't go loving me, baby, just don't go loving me, baby. And all the time I never really had a clue that you were mine, but I'm still not in love with you. So don't go loving me, baby, cause I might just leave you alone. And don't go loving me, baby, cause you know that I'll make it on my own. And don't go loving me, baby, I said, don't go loving me, baby, just don't go loving me, baby.
Don't go loving me, baby. And Sean Taylor.
Now, hello, sir, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine.
Good. Right, tell us a bit about your music then, and what you've been working on of late.
Well, I've been writing a few songs lately, I've got into music when I was about 13. I started to learn to write songs and things like that. And I'm 25 now, so that's about 12 years. So
you've got quite a lot of experience.
That's a good career, isn't it, really?
Yeah, well, it's just like a hobby, really, for me. You know, and then that's all it really is at the moment.
But there is a bit of a genetic background to all this, because your dad, who we actually had on when I was in Aberdeen a couple of weeks ago, he knows his music and enjoys performing. So is it him who sort of inspired you into this sort of work?
Well, I don't think so. You know, my dad, you know, always played, and my mum. But, you know, my first thing I wanted to do as a kid was do boxing. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of lost the heart for that when I was at 13, 14. That's when I started to write songs and stuff, and so I just changed a bit.
I suppose it's subconscious, isn't it? Because I suppose even when you were like, before you could talk or walk, if your parents were playing and singing, it sort of sunk in, and I suppose you've got that natural ability now to be able to write songs and play music.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so you say you've got a 12-year career behind you, but what's happening in front of you? Are you looking at getting signed? Is there a chance that this is going to be released to a much wider market?
I would love that. I think what the thing I should do is just keep recording and writing and just, you know, try and share it online and see what happens. Mm-hmm. I do contact people, but they don't get back, so...
It's not an easy industry to get into, though, is it? Because there's so many people out there trying to make music and make money off the back of it. I mean, do you sell your own work through iTunes?
I did. I had an album here on iTunes. I done it through Zimbalam, you know, the music site.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't make a lot of money, I don't think.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe. I just shared it on Facebook and things like that, on MySpace and things like that.
I think you have to keep on plugging away at it, don't you?
Yeah, you do. It can be frustrating, but if you're passionate about it, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work. We'll keep listening to it. Now, you're sharing four songs with us. We've just heard Don't Go Loving Me, Baby. Now, that actually sounds a bit mournful, really. You know, I don't want you to love me. Is that what you're telling somebody?
I don't know how old I was, maybe 20, 21 when I wrote that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I've changed a bit now.
It's going to be a different title if you was to release it now.
Mm-hmm. And where are we going with Windy Mornings, which you'll hear next?
Oh, that one I wrote when I was 19. I started it when I was about 19. And it took me a few years to finish it because I kept on going back to it and stuff. You know, and I'm very proud of it, you know, because I think it's quite a big song.
So we'll hear another two tunes as well. So where can people get hold of your music if they want to?
Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I'm on MySpace as well. I've just made a new MySpace account, and the song's in there now as well. MySpace.com, obviously, /SeanTaylor23, but it's S-H-A-U-N.
And we can find you through there, and there'll be links to other things that you're doing. And just, you'll be telling people as and when more music becomes available, I trust.
Yeah, just whenever I get a chance, you know.
Are you going to be thinking of touring soon, or do you do local events?
I was speaking to a woman online from America, and she said she was interested in taking charge of it, you know, but I haven't heard back from her in a while. I don't know. I've been very unlucky, I think.
I'm sure it'll come together.
I think I've just got to keep trying, I guess.
Yeah, you do. You have to keep on plugging away at it and push yourself out there and get yourself promoted.
Mm-hmm. I speak to these two women on Facebook and they're signed, and I'm really happy about that, but it's not easy.
No, well, it's not an easy industry to get into, but hopefully once you're there, you can make it big time. Keep plugging away, and good luck with it all.
Well, thank you very much.
So if we've heard your music from your dad, we've heard your tunes. Do you think your mom's likely to provide us with an album to listen to in the coming weeks, or is she not doing too much recording these days?
Oh, she might. My mum writes songs and things, yeah, music.
Right, we'll talk offline and get in touch. Meanwhile, though, Sean, thank you for joining us. Let's take a listen to that other tune now. This is Windy Mornings.
The windy mornings in the air, that's when I've seen your face again. I've seen your face that it's all
That was Sean Taylor with Windy Mornings.
We now go back to the phones where we find the director of Central Youth Theatre, Jane Ward. Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you all excited about the forthcoming trip to Monaco?
Nervous. As well as excited, yes.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, it's nice to go to Monaco.
And you haven't even got to perform, have you? So it's all right for you. You make the kids do all the work.
I know, but I've got to worry about all the technical aspects of the show, yes. And sit through that experience of like a one-hour show where you can no longer affect it, but things could go wrong and there's nothing you can do about it.
You just have to sit and watch, don't you?
These things can sometimes. I'm sure it'll be fantastic and it'll all work out okay.
We hope so.
Now, a bit of a history on the Youth Theatre to start off with, because it's been going quite some time now, hasn't it?
Yeah, 30 years this September.
So a big anniversary and a big trip out, as we mentioned. It's working with people of the age of 8 through 25.
Yes, on this particular trip, they're 15 to 20, about the oldest is about 21, 22.
Where do all these people come from?
From Wolverhampton and a few from the surrounding areas, but mainly across the borough of Wolverhampton.
Mm. And how have they got involved in the Youth Theatre?
They find out through word of mouth. We've never actually had a leaflet in all these years we've been going. I keep thinking, I must get a leaflet. Mm. But the children just keep coming, so getting members has never been a problem, really.
But you have been noticed as well, particularly for your work, because in June of this year, you've received quite a significant honour, haven't you?
Yes, I was awarded an MBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours.
And when do you get to go to pick that up?
Well, I don't know. You get 5 weeks' notice and sometime between now and the new year. At the moment, I'm worrying about my frock for Monaco, and then after Monaco, then I can worry about my frock for Buckingham Palace.
It's all about the outfit. That's what counts.
Well, of course.
It must be an honour to receive something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not just for me, is it? It's for all the people who've supported the Youth Theatre over the years, all the Board of Trustees and people who've given voluntary time to keeping us going, because you know, in this day and age now, it's getting an ever harder task to keep going. We have to fundraise a lot of money, so it's great to be recognised that there's a value to the work that we do.
Now, this trip to Monaco then, the outfit has been chosen, I trust?
Yes, there's a red and white night and we have to go in red or white. So,
which one have you gone for?
I've gone for the red dress.
Well, white can be a bit of a problem, can't it? Particularly if you end up drinking red wine.
Yeah.
So the event itself is actually the International Association of Amateur Theatre. And every 2 years they have a bit of a get-together, don't they?
Yeah, it's their World Festival. So they hold the World Festival biannually, and once every 4 years it's in Monaco. And in the intervening biannual period, it's in another country in the world, but Monaco hosts it every 4 years.
And the Central Youth Theatre are going along representing the UK now. How did they get to be selected for that? Because that's pretty big in itself.
Yeah, we had to send off a DVD and then wait. We had to be selected at a UK level and then be selected at a world level. So I didn't tell the cast of the show to begin with, just in case we didn't get selected. So very exciting when we found out last November. And then there was the challenge of kind of raising, we've raised £8,500 to take the young people, because it's quite an expensive place, Monaco.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be an experience for everybody.
It certainly
that goes,
is. Somebody said to me, you know, when you go in the harbour, it's not just the yacht, it's the fact that there's helicopters parked on the yachts.
That's the clue, there's a lot of money to be had there.
Oh yes, I think Piers Morgan said you need about 110 million to be comfortable in Monaco. So I don't think our 8,500 is going to go very far in 5 days.
They will enjoy the experience nonetheless.
Oh yes, and I mean, we're performing in this amazing opera house.
I'll let you say the name of it, yeah.
The Charles Garnier Opera House, which is a 500-seater theatre. It's a miniature recreation of the Paris Opera House. It's the same architect that designed both, and it's like a little West End theatre. It's amazing, and it's all gold leaf and beautiful inside. And it was restored 3 years ago for the wedding reception of Prince Albert when he married his bride. So no pressure.
None whatsoever.
A beautiful venue, and we're previewing the show at the Grand Theatre.
Yes, because
on Tuesday the 13th of August.
You're doing Burned by the Sun, it says. Tuesday the 13th of August, Grand Theatre, Wolverhampton. 1,100-seater venue, bit bigger. So
bit bigger, but we want the young people to practice their projection.
Yeah, that's so amazing. That'll be very good for them.
And practice having a large scale stage.
And they do have to do it twice as well, because they're appearing on the 22nd and 24th of August.
Yes, we're performing with, because you get to perform for 1 hour, so we're performing that night with Italy and Japan.
Okay.
They're both performing the same night as us.
Now, it's an adaptation of the script for the Nikita Mikhailov production, which was actually a film to start off with.
Yeah.
And now it's a play. And so tell us a bit more about Burnt by the Sun.
It's set in the 1930s in Stalinist Russia, where Stalin had begun his purges of kind of the people, really. He was beginning to get very paranoid about who his supporters really were. And it's about the impact of that on one family who live in Odasha, just outside Moscow. So it's quite a, as in the title, it's quite a slow burn play. It's very much about people and the characters of this one family. And then a stranger from the past comes to visit them, and it's kind of all comes out of that, the kind of the suspense comes from that visit.
So as a one-act play, it's going to be quite hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a lot of physicalisation as well, because obviously we're performing to an international audience.
They're all young, though.
They're all young.
So they should be able to cope with the running about.
Oh, yes, yeah, they'll cope with the running about, yeah. And the throwing about. And the But yes, we've tried to physicalise some of the story so that you get this sense of that era and that time.
Mm. It sounds like it's quite sombre, but does it have like a positive end?
It's a very serious play. There is moments of humour in it, but the end is quite serious.
But it does give you something to think about, though.
Yes.
That's good.
Well, that's it. You either want to go and watch something that's either going to make you laugh or that is going to make you think about things and think deeper into a situation, isn't it?
I mean, it's certainly not your average play for a youth theatre.
No.
Well, you've got to challenge them as well if they're going to be performing on a world stage. I think
that's
very important.
Yeah.
So if people want to come along to the Grand, all they need to do is call 01902 429212. They can get tickets that way. How much does it cost to get along?
It's £10, and I think there's a concessionary price of £8.
So if you're booking by phone, all you need to do is add your booking fee onto that one, or you can pop in and pick them up in person. It's at 7:30 on Tuesday the 13th of August. If people do want to, you know, go the whole way and come and see you in Monaco, is it possible to get tickets for that one?
Yes, it is. Yeah, the festival issue tickets on the days of the performance. Well, I think you can actually book in advance, but I think you have to get them actually in Monaco itself, sort of thing. You can't, there isn't a box office phone number that you can phone from England.
We'll pop along, won't we?
Well, yeah, you're going to go in your personal helicopter, aren't you?
So. Nip across for the weekend.
You can actually fly into Nice and then get a helicopter ride from Nice into Monaco, which is about a 10-minute flight, but it costs you about £110, but it's supposed to be the most amazing way to go into Monaco.
I have quite a few air miles, but I think I'm going to actually be looking at the dates. There's a fairly good chance I'm going to be in Singapore at the time, so sadly I'm going to miss it, but there we are. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for letting us know what's going on. And, you know, good work. And thank you, Jane Ward, MBE, for joining
thank
us.
Cheers. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Let's take another tune from our featured performer this week. He is Sean Taylor. And this is Can't Seem to Catch My Breath.
I'm standing still, but I'm so tired. And I can't sleep. And all I want is for my life to mean something. I want it to mean something to me. And all you people that are in my life, you're gonna see. And girl, I always said you were the best, so please don't put me to the test. And all I want is to rock and roll, but you've gotta save my soul. And if this is the end, please let me catch my breath, 'cause I can't seem to catch my breath. I'm lying down, but I was dreaming. I was dreaming of a better life. And now as I look towards the future, some might say that's just a waste of time. 'Cause everything that I want I will never get. You took my blood from the knife. And girl, I always said you were the best, so please don't put me to the test. And all I want is to rock and roll, but you've gotta save my soul. And if this is the end, please let me catch my breath, 'cause I can't seem to catch my breath.
Sean Taylor and Can't Seem to Catch My Breath.
Back to the phones we go, where we find Damien Davidson, who's doing his bit for charity. It's in aid of Macmillan Cancer Care. And you've got two events, kind of, that are going on, haven't you, sir? Hello.
Hello, yeah. Yeah, basically, me and my friends are doing the Spartan Race in September to raise money for Macmillan Cancer Research. And we weren't originally doing the race to raise money. It kind of occurred to us quite late in the game that we could possibly do it for charitable reasons instead of just massacres.
Well, it's nice to have a bit of a laugh, I suppose, isn't it? Explain what this 12-kilometre race involves.
As I say, does it involve you dressing up as Spartans?
Well, we were considering doing it in costume, actually. it's a 12-kilometre obstacle course, so it's a race, but there are also 20 obstacles spread out along it, things like jumping through fire and doing mud crawls, rope climbs, that sort of thing.
So whatever happens, you're going to lose your deposit on the costume, by the sounds of it.
Absolutely, yeah. We're probably not going to be completely intact by the end of it either.
And as part of this, you set yourself a fundraising target, didn't you?
I did. We've been using social media to make people aware of what we're doing, and I thought I would tweet to all my followers that if I made £100 before the end of July, that I would go and get waxed, because I'm quite a hairy guy.
And which bits are you waxing? Be polite.
I'm just getting my torso, front and back, waxed completely clean.
What, so why are you disappointed?
A bit disappointed?
Where else do you want him to do?
I was quite excited when you were saying you was going to get your body waxed.
Where do you want his legs
well,
doing as
you
well?
You insinuated that it was all over, Jason.
I didn't know. No, well, as it is, I mean, obviously, you like a man with hairy legs, don't you?
Well, I don't like bare legs. That's a bit.
So is he thinking of you here?
Well, that's
by not
yeah,
doing his legs. Yes.
So when you say you have a hairy torso, so are we talking front and back? Is that slightly...
Yeah
so this is good in some ways if it's removing the back hair, because that's never a good move, is it?
No, it's not the best look.
You haven't had to start plaiting any of this yet, have you?
No, thankfully. It's
that's
not
okay.
That one.
That's
I've
good.
Just got visions of Planet of the Apes now, I have.
Well,
that's not too far off the mark.
Really?
Not after Tuesday night, because it's all going. That £100 was the barrier was breached. And
we smashed it.
Yeah, and it's taken you a month to get there. Do you think the hair removal had anything to do with the high level of cash donation?
Yes, I think all of my followers on Twitter are sadists. so they just threw money at me when I mentioned the opportunity of undergoing pain.
Yeah, you're going to film it, because we want to hear what we get for our money. We want it up on Twitter so we can see you scream or hear you scream either.
I did offer to live stream it if we beat 200, but we fell just short of that.
Oh.
So it's a pre-recorded download then. That's only fair.
As you said, I'm sure people won't mind. They can watch it again and again then. Oh, it doesn't sound too keen.
I'm not entirely comfortable with the idea of people getting that much pleasure from my pain.
Well, but it is all in the good cause, and they do want to make sure that you're having this done. I'm guessing whatever happens, though, there will be before and after photos, so Zoe can let you those.
Do you know what would be good, though, actually, if it was possible? Could you film it and then put it up for sale so people can download it for, I don't know, say 10 pence a time or something? Because then that would raise even more money then.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah.
There we go. Zoe's come up with a way of spending at least 20 pence when she watches it twice. It'd be amusing to watch it backwards as well. That's the thing. See them putting it back on.
Oh, that would be interesting. I have posted the before picture on my Twitter feed today.
And the after's
going to go
up after.
I'm sure a lot of people are already laughing.
Right, so you will also be displaying your semi-naked body as part of the Spartan race, by the sounds of it, too, with your whatever costume you do decide to come up with. I'm sure you'll come up with something. So give us all the details on how people can donate more to make sure you're doing this, contribute towards the funds raised for the Spartan race, and also see before and after pictures. Give us details.
Absolutely. Well, you can find me on Twitter, which is at BlamoBoy, BlamoBoy, and there's a link on there to take you to the charity page, or you can go straight to the charity page, which is justgiving.com/teams/no-use-for-a-name, which is our team page.
Okay.
And you can donate through there, and you can find me on Twitter through that as well.
It's all a very good cause. Macmillan are a fantastic charity, and the work that they do is absolutely vital for those who are suffering from cancer and their families, and the level of support that's needed. So it's not just about getting nurses to them. It's about emotional and making sure their financial planning's done right, because it can be a very difficult time. Damien, thank you for doing this. Well done for taking the initiative there.
Thank you for letting me get my voice out there.
No trouble. Mm-hmm. And is there actually preparations for the race ongoing? Because what's the date of the Spartan race?
Yeah, the date is September 21st. It's taking place at the West Midlands Water Ski Centre, so there are going to be lots of people there on the day to cheer us on and watch us suffer again. And we're all already in heavy duty training.
It's amazing what people will pay for. I mean, it's mostly seeing other people suffer, really, isn't it?
Mm. They want to be cruel to you, mate. That's what's going on there. But there we go. Damien, thank you for joining us. As I say, good luck with the whole event. If you do chicken out, remember it's going to look more ridiculous, partially hair removed, than completely stripped. Okay?
That's a great comfort. Thank you.
Yeah. Enjoy. Catch you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's take our final song then from our featured performer this week. This is Sean Taylor, and I'm Giving Up This Time.
I've been working so hard, trying to make you see. I don't expect you to understand, 'cause you know this is my dream. And I don't expect you to come here After all, what am I? Just a helpless invitation to this field of lies. But I don't really know you, though I come here all the time. And I don't understand this. Oh, I wish you were mine. I've been looking at you, I was thinking of love, and I still don't understand. War is love. You know we'll love it is a stranger, a stranger I'd like to find. But if only I could let go, if this hurt I hide. And I wish that I could tell you how I feel tonight, but it seems I'll never love you, 'cause I'm not that kind. And I don't know, but it feels like lightning. I'm out here and the sun is shining. I wish that I could be the one you love. That I was really the one you loved. I've had enough. Get out of my sight. I've nothing to say to you. Just get out of my life. Well, you say you've got no place to go. Maybe I don't care. And I've had about enough of you, and you were never there. And I don't want you, don't want you in my life. Oh, I've had about enough of this. I'm giving up this time. 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 I'm giving up this time.
Sean Taylor, I'm giving up this time, and we're going home for another week. Back with episode 216 next week.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us. We'll be back then, and we will catch up with you again soon. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.